Torahway Northwest London, Sunday the 22nd of December, Chof Dalet Kislev, Dayan Yom Tov Zanga. Insights and Piske Halochas from Rav Steinman's Zeichet Zadik Levrocha on Chanukah. Whose Yahrzeit is today? Not Chanukah's Yahrzeit.
If we want to speak about Hilchas Chanukah, maybe one should start with: is there such a halacha that one is mechuyev to learn Hilchas Chanukah b'Chanukah? What's the suffix? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but the question is there a chiyuv? Maybe we find Hilchas Chag b'Chag. The Gemara Megillat Daf Dalet says that on Purim shechal b'Shabbos she'alin b'doyrshin b'inyone shel yoyim. Frag the Gemara, what's the chiddush about Purim? Every yomtiv, Moshe Rabbeinu is mesaken a takona shu'shoylim v'dorshim b'inyone shel yoyim. Lukas Pesach v'Pesach, Lukas Shavuos v'Shavuos, Lukas Chag b'Chag. Frag the Gemara, what's the chiddush about Purim? Frag the Pnei Yeshua, what do you mean, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is a lower poshut. All these Yom Tovim is midiraisa. Moshe Rabbeinu is mesaken. Purim is not midiraisa. Midirei Kabbalah, midirabbonah. Who says you have to learn the halachas? Says the Pnei Yeshua, since the Gemara asks the question, what's the chiddush by Purim? By studies, the Gemara understood that it's poshut that on Purim you have to learn Hilchas Purim or Purim, even though it's only midirabbonah. Otherwise, what's the question of the Gemara? And if so, Chanukah, which is also midirabbonah, is also a chiyuv Hilchas Chanukah b'Chanukah. I'm not now saying Shloishim Yom Lifnei Achag, but L'chol Apochas Erev Chanukah, we can learn Hilchas Chanukah. Another interesting halacha in of Chanukah, before we get to the halachas of Neiras Chanukah, the Shloah Kodesh speaks about the inyan of Limud HaTorah on Chanukah. He writes, Tuchachas Musar LeChanukah, Yachshiv She'ikroi, the Ikra of Chanukah, Nitkan LeHalel U'LeHoidois LaHashem Yisborach, that's what they wanted to do. If so, one should learn more Torah in these days. And he says, unfortunately, some people use the Chanukah, what's called Chanukah holidays, on the contrary, to learn less. So the Shlach HaKadosh, you should know that there's an inyan davka on Chanukah to learn more Torah, because this is connected what the Yevonim wanted to do. A very interesting thing, I was asked a few times, so something called Chanukah Geld. One gives out Chanukah Geld. What's this Chanukah Geld? What's this inyan of Chanukah Geld? So the Polovish Rav, Zecha Tzadik Livrocha, the Yevonim asked to learn Torah. Many years, when the Chashmonoim overcame the Yevonim, so the children who had not been learning Torah for many years had no inkling of how to start learning Torah. So they gave them some money in order to entice them that they should start learning Torah. And to be mechavev limud haTorah on the children, like the Gaon says in the Geras HaGro, to be mechavev limud haTorah, you should give him something. Umitor shiloh lishmo, bo lishmo. Zog de ponav yishorov, zechat tzadik levrocha, that's the mekoyer of Chanukah Geld. What we give the children is because that's what they did in those times. Bisman and Lukas Neiras, we have a very interesting halacha, which I think is not so well known. Let's start off by Neiras Shabbos. I don't know any lady who lights Neiras Shabbos who hasn't got a tefillah which she davens Bisman and Lukas Neiras Shabbos. The mekoyer of this tefillah, the Mogen Avraham, brings Matem Moshe, brings Rabbeinu Bechaye, who says, Ro'oi leiz shetispale lo isha b'shaas ha-hadloke, sheyiten lo ha-kodesh bo'chu bonim zechorim me'irim b'toyro. And the mekoyer of this, b'zman ha-hadloke ha-saneiris, b'etzem ha-gemora in Shabbos daf chof gimor, which everybody knows, but there's a chiddush in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omer avuna horogil b'neir, havion lei bonit tamid lechachorim, d'chsir k'nei mitzvah b'toyro oil. Through the mitzvah of ha-hadloke ha-saneiris, what is reichu to toyro oil. So therefore, according to that, one is mispallel bisman hadlokas haleiros. Why? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, ki b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah ha-tfilo al ha-schar ha-meyuchad lo yisa mitzvah retzuyo yoyse lefnei Hashem b'zborach. It's more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu more. Rabbeinu Yoyno also says in the Gras HaTshuva, mipnei she-tfilosi shel odem nishmas b'shor shu'isa ha-mitzvah. The question is, this Gemara in Shabbos is referring to Hadlokas Neira Shabbos Lachura. But it's Nish Poshita say. Rashi says there, when the Gemara says that the Neir Mitzvah is when he's Zoicha to Bolim Tamid Rachomim, says Rashi Al Yedei Neir Mitzvah, the Shabbos, the Chanukah. Both. And more so, Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh and the Behag, they say that this is talking only about Chanukah. So Lachol HaPochas, when one lights the Neiras Chanukah, I'm not saying the lady should make the mispallel the tefillah, but the man should be mispallel bisman adlokas Neiras Chanukah, that it's lechura nothing less than the tefillah which all women daven bisman adlokas Neiras Shabbos, and v'lo yishamanu that the woman is not mispallel on this. The Agoyes Maimini, as one of the Rishonim says, that the mitzvahs chalov adlokas haner tispalal isha tomid b'shoas ha-mitzvah b'yodo u'mekayem esoysam v'lchoseo that she yiten lo horacham on bonin tzadikim yireh Hashem v'yodeh Shemem. B'kitzer, we see that bizman adlokas neiras, but I'm just saying now, in Rashi and many Rishonim hold, it's also to do with Chanukah. So bizman adlokas neiras Chanukah, I'm not now saying, start opening a printed sheet about what, but Kemis Balazam doesn't have to ask exactly what the Nusach is. I want my Bonim to be Bonim Tamid Rechomim Yirei Hashem. With regards to Mitzvahs Nechanika, Zok Terav Steinman, Zere Tzadik Livrocha, it is Mistoma, the only Mitzvah, where you make a Brocha on a Hidro Mitzvah. I'll give an example. If I shook Lulav, Esrek, kosher 100%. Afterwards, somebody brought me a nicer esrek. Many people shake the nicer esrek as well. But do you make a brocha? Lo yishamanu. But it's a hidden mitzvah. Lo yishamanu. Nevertheless, halacha lemaisa, if in the house one person lights, the baal habayis lights, nobody has a chiyuv to light. Mahadrim in a mahadrim, a hidden mitzvah, the people should light as well. Very nice. So lemaisa, what? But we make a brocha. How can you make a brocha? Is Rabbi Kiveiga in Tshuva, Simen Yudimel, a famous Tshuva, he has a shaila, what happens if a person lit the first light and they forgot to make a brocha? Forgot to make a brocha. So now he wants to light, today is the fifth night, he wants to light another four. But the other four is only Hidur Mitzvah. It's not the Mitzvah itself. Do you make a brocha on this Hidur Mitzvah or not? Again, it's a shaila Rabbi Kiveiga. And he says, well listen, I've got a raya that you can make a brocha. What's the raya? The father makes a brocha, and all the members of the family also make a brocha, and their chiyuv to light is only as hidur mitzvah, is the charaya make a brocha hidur mitzvah. Nay. I think it's not like that. So, Rabbi Kiveiga, if the father lights, then the child, whoever's in the house, has the kavona. I don't want to be yotze with his hadlocha. And that way, I can make a brocha. As I state in Shuvas Rabbi Kiveiga, it's very interesting. Two things. First of all, the Mishneh Berurah brings this Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveiga Siman Yud Gimel with regards to what he has done. If a person forgot to make a brocha on the first light, and afterwards he continued lighting, does he make a brocha? But this prat that everybody, which is a practical prat in every single house, if you forget to make a brocha on the first light, it's not practical every single house. But that a house where you've got four or five people lighting, that everybody should have a kavona, I don't want to be yotze with hadlaka of the balabais. Rabbi Kiveiga says it, the Mishneh Berurah brings this tshuva, but doesn't put this. He doesn't say this halacha that you should be mechavon. Reis tois, that we're not knowing like that. Or umdana, Rav Steinman, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, says, but lemaisa we see you make a brocha on a hidur mitzvah. You say you're a mechavon not to be yotze the mitzvah. Who says you're allowed to be mechavon not to be yotze a mitzvah and goyrim a brocha? You don't have to. There's no machloikas. It's true. In Siman Kuf Dalet, Siv Dalet, there's a if there's a machloikas, a poskim, if you have to make a broch or not, you can be mechaven. I don't want to be yotze. For example, if I were to drink wine, havdalah, before the suda, before formal avalka, so you make berurah pregofen on the wine, steht in Shulchan Aruch, and does that patter the wine you drink in the suda? Machloikas. So what to do? Be mechaven when you make berurah pregofen on the Hamavde on the Havdola, not to be moitzi the wine in the Suda. But that's only because it's a machloikas. Therefore, you can be goyer of a brocha in the tzricha and make another bregofen in the Suda. But where there's no machloikas, you can't. You can't be goyer of a brocha in the tzricha. Frank Rav Steinman, how can you say that now I should be mechaven not to be yoitze the brocha, Hadlokas Neiros with the father, in order I should make my own brocha? Elamai, we find it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to light. Right? So we see that we make a bracha on a hidu mitzvah. That's the only place you make a bracha on a hidu mitzvah. We know that there's a famous chiddush of Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Chaim Brisker asks, what's the din? A person had two asroidim. One is 100% kosher, it's not murkav, no question. Oh, but it's not mehuda. It's not mehuda. The second esrek is mehuda, azar chashkif and esrek. But safek murkav. Safek murkav. So he says, Avad Gevis, he wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, behidu mitzvah, but his kenzain is murkav. So we know what I'll do. I'll take both of them, not together, one after the other. Which one do you make the broch on? Zomtob Chaim Brisker, take the one which is safek murkav. Make a brocha on that. Why? He says, because if you make a brocha on the esrog which is zicha, not murkav, but it's not mehuda, which is not mehuda, you've been yitzah mitzvah. Afterwards, you take the second esrog which is mehuda, which is not murkav, you're not mekayim anything. You've been mekayim the mitzvah already. So therefore, Rav Chaim Brisker says, first of all, take the one which is mehuda, which is sofik murkav. Ah, you may not be mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, but I'm taking the second one straight away afterwards. It's true, Rav Chaim Brisker is oktazoi. Aber there's a lot of the Ksav Sofer says that if a person, he speaks from Furish about the Esrig, he says if a person made a bracha on an Esrig which is not so mufcha, and afterwards he got a nicer Esrig, Avada Gavis, one takes the second Esrig as well, and that's an hour minute. With, you know, if someone else has got a nicer Esrig, so I said, give me for a second, I want to make a mitzvah of Esrig. The lech, we don't without a bracha, chas v'sholem, shkei bracha, but make a mitzvah. According to Chaim Brisker, you've got nothing to take it for. The etzem, lemaisa, if you've been mekayim the mitzvah already, there's no second, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah the same day again. Or the Lecha Mishnah says that zrikas hadam b'yoyim ha-kippurim b'kodshei ha-kodoshim, first of all, the kohen has to be zoyim dam ha-par, and afterwards dam ha-soyer. What happens if he does fakert? Dam ha-soyer before dam ha-par, he's yoytze b'di'evet. But he's yoytze b'di'evet. But nevertheless, state dortmund that he should go and be zoyrik again. And as the Ribosh brings an interesting thing, we all learn to ish mekadish, boya bishlucha, one can mekadish a woman bishliach. I'm foolish Mishnah, one can be mekadish. So if Reuven is mekadish a woman bishliach, and he says, I'm shliach of Reuven, hare at mekudeshes le Reuven betava azu, and she accepts his mekudeshes. So if the Ribosh, when Reuven comes along, since mitzvah boya yisme bishluchoi, he should go and mekadish her again. Why? Because it's not the hidden mitzvah, the hidden bad sim, you should do it yourself. So we find Lamaisa that there is such a musik of being Mekayim the mitzvah again. Zokter Rav Steinman zeich a tzadik lebroche legabe the hidur of Ner Chanukah, if a person had one layer and he lit one layer and it went out, we pasken kovso ein zokutlo. I didn't say we don't light again, but you're not mechuyev to. If it could have burned for half an hour, kovso ein zokutlo. They brought him nevertheless more neiras. Let's say today is the third, fourth day. According to Reb Chaim Brisker, since he's already been mekayim the ikar mitzvah of lighting by the first neir, he didn't know he's going to have any more neiras, so he can't be mekayim the hidur at all. Whereas, Zok Rav Steinman, es ken zayin ez achilek, be hidur of Ner Chanukah, if he's moisif more neiras, then he's mekayim with this, not only the hidur mitzvah, but also the tosefes, because altogether, together with the mitzvah, it's pirsum enisa. If on the fourth day there are four lights candle lit, therefore you mekayim mitzvah of not just three, you mekayim four, that's the mitzvah of pirsum enisa to know which day it is. Whereas with an esrog, if you take a second esrog, you're not mekayim the mitzvah as well with the second esrog. Because Lamaisa you're already Mekayim the mitzvah. Whereas with four lights you're Mekayim. That's a halacha, very important halacha. If on the fourth night you have to light four candles, and Lamaisa one lights three, I'm not saying, you should light one. But if a person light on the fourth night five, Zotav Shlema Kluger, you've got to extinguish the one, because it's a chisorin pirsum enisa. Losi given ein shayla achidish in Hilchas Hidur mitzvah, which Rav Steinman says. There's a Maisa Shehoyo, which unfortunately can happen sometimes. There was a Gabbai in the shul, it was his zchus to light the Neiris Chanukah every night. Motze Shabbos, after everybody's finished, Binoyam, Kaddish, he lights the candles, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ladek Neir Chanukah, Shosanis, Mosinu, Bayam, Emes Manazay, he's holding the candle. Oyvei. I forgot Atochin Antonu in Mayriv. So he can't do any melachas. It's still Shabbos. He can't. How can? What can he do now? What should he do? So you should say Baruch Hamavdil after the Brochas. Mitzvahs, before. Efshi not the Brochas. Efshi should think Baruch Hamavdil is also enough. Efshi should give it. Nobody knows about this. Grois Avush has to do such a thing. It's a Maisa, and I want to add this Shaila is not just a Shaila with regards to Chanukah. I've had the Shaila a few times, but the Shaila I was asked was Lacha Maisa, because it wasn't Bechdei Shiasa. On Moitzoy Shabbos, Leil Yontif, a woman lit Neiris Yontif, but did not say Bol Hamavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. And after she made the Brocha Lahad L'Gneshel Yontif, Oivei, I didn't say Bol Hamavdil, now what? I mean, it's true she's already been Oivei Ashtikel Aveira by lighting this candle, that means that which she's going to light the candles with. Sure. But the Maisa, can she continue? The Vayil is still Shabbos. She hasn't done Brocha Mavdil.
She has to be Moisef as well next week.
Pardon?
She has to be Moisef as well afterwards.
We want to know what to do this week. After we talk about next week.
Don't forget to say that.
Now, if we say this week she can't light at all, she can light. Maybe this night she had a Brocha Levatola. When her husband comes home, then she'll make another Brocha. Very well. But that doesn't mean to say she didn't light the cloud. What's the suffix? We know that it's also not only to eat before Havdalah. Hello, if a person forgot Atochel Antonu, and before Havdalah he ate, he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. As we say in Shulchan Aruch, Knas, Tor, Bezu, he has to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. What happens if a person forgot Atochel Antonu, and he didn't eat before Havdalah, he did a Meloche before Havdalah. It's also a Meloche before Havdalah. Is the Shaila is... But here doesn't want to do a malacha before Abdullah because there's two problems. First of all, can you do a malacha before Abdullah? And second of all, should she do Abdullah a malacha before, should the gadba make her do a malacha before Abdullah, then maybe he has to daven again Shmoneh Esrei. Mitzad sheni, if he says Baruch Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'Choil, maybe it's considered a hefsek between the Birchas Hamitzvahs and the Adloka, and therefore he would have to make another broch on the Neiris. And if he makes a bracha on the neiros, then he's making two brachas levatola. Many roshonim hold the choymer of bracha levatola is a issa deraisa. So maybe it's preferable that you should light the candles and be over the issa of doing a melacha before Abdullah. But maybe that's not poshut, because the question is, does he have to daven again? Lemaisa, we pask him, if a person does melacha before Abdullah and forgot Atochen Antonu, he does not have to daven again, only by eating. But nevertheless, the question is here, so what did he say? Maybe he should ask, it's very grois avushes, he should ask the person next to him, you know, so that, first of all, he maybe can maharei havdalah b'liboy. So maybe efsher, he can say something else. He should ask the person next to him, how he's going to ask him is not a shayla, but say, he shows in the siddur, say Baruch Hamav B'Kodesh L'Choil loud. And I'll be yotzev shmei koina. I mean, I agree that it's not very nice that everybody should see that he forgot that Tochel Antonu, but nevertheless, what should he do? So if I hear Shemei Koina, I'm Yoitza, but Shemei Koina. Otter Ashteinman, Zeretzadil, that's the best Eitza. That he should ask the person, not verbally, but show him in the Siddur, Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'Choil, the person in the Islam will understand if he's not lighting the candles, the reason is because because he didn't say Tochel Antonu. So the person will say Baruch Hamavdil loud, and then he'll be Yoitza.
It's not printed in the Siddur.
What? Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'Choil. No, you're fine. Lemaise, the Shulchan Aruch Horav, the Berheite bring down that if a woman doesn't know how to make a mavdil, she should hear from other people. There is such an answer. The question is, it's nishta zeposhet. Why nishta zeposhet? The person who made the Birkas HaMitzvahs, he's not allowed to be mafsik between his brocha and the mitzvah. Awesome. I Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'Choil, I'm a mafsik. Because the Maisa is really a broch on the Neiris Chanukah. So who says Shemei Koina is going to help? Who says Shemei Koina? The Mishneh Brura brings down, what time, Siman Ayin Hey, what happens if a person doesn't have any clothes on? Oh, can he hear a brocha from his friend? I want to eat an apple now. I can't make a brocha, so can I be Shemea Koina if somebody else makes the brocha and then eat the apple? I'll smack. Dr. Mishnebura, you're not Yotze. Shemea Koina is only if you yourself don't make the brocha. If I can't make the brocha, you can't be Shemea Koina. So if so, So what do we say? You can't make the brocha yourself. Why? Because it's made a bechas mitzvahs. So if you can't make a brocha, so if so, then how can it be yotze even if he hears from somebody else? Elamai, if so, let's ask the question which Tosfos asks. I'm going to get Tosfos. In brochas that of Aleph on Beis Vekta Kasha. We know the minig is that if a person is a middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he hears the chazan saying Kaddish, Kedusha, Orchu, so he listens, doesn't answer, Shemea Koina. Frek Tosfos, what's this business, Shemea Koina? Shemea Koina means Keilu you said Kaddish, Keilu you said Orchu, then say it. No, you're not allowed to. Why are you not allowed to? Because you're middle of Shmoneh Esrei. You're not allowed to, so what's the Shemea Koina? So therefore, it doesn't help at all. No, it's a mitzvah. My father says, a mitzvah. If I've got a mitzvah, let's say a middle of Shmoneh Esrei, and it's thundering. Can I make a bracha in middle of Shmoneh Esrei? It's a mitzvah yveres. You can't make a bracha. So how does it help? So Rashi in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches says, Shemea Koine is only misyaches to me. It's ki'ilu, ki'ilu. But not mamish ki'ilu, I said it so. Said the brocha, therefore yoitza. But Tosfos says, no. The Ri and Rabbi Rotam say, Shemea Koine is ko'ine mamish. Mamish ki'ilu, you said the brocha. If so, Frek Tosfos, why in middle of Shmoneh Esrei do you stop to listen? Zok Tosfos, Zagut Akasha. Zok Tosfos, two words. Ve'oimer Rabbi Rotam, V'godel ha-minik. V'godel ha-minik. What's the answer? V'godel ha-minik. Mamesh chidush godel. That means to say really, it's a problem. But as is the minik. This is an interesting sach. You know, if I have a suffix, if I made the brocha or not. So I say, Ruud, you're making the brocha, do me a favor, be moitzi me. How am I going to be yoitzi? Shemea koina. Shemea koina, kum tochoiz, I'm making brocha levatola. No. Shemea Koina is not mamish brocha levatola, because if I'm not chayev, I'm not chayev. But I said, Shemea Koina, you're chayev or not? Frek the Neid Yehuda in Tzrach, how are people who have a suffix, whether they have or have not made the brocha, ask somebody else who's making the brocha anyway, come to them, how can you do such a thing? If Shemea Koina, you're making a brocha levatola. You're making a brocha levatola. According to Tosfos. Zok the Tzrach, of them get oich with godel ha-minik. That's also a minik. That's also a minik. Also do that. The kids. Pardon?
Tonight.
Oh, so you can say it tonight. That's the eitzah which Rabbi Kveges says. Rabbi Kveges of the eitzah that you should mechaven. The person should mechaven it. Not everyone is mechaven it. Of our koponim la'alocha, if a person made, let's go weiter, if a person made a brocha on a blokas neiras chanukah in shul, and before he lit, he realized he did not say Baruch Hamavdil, so either he can ask somebody who heard his brocha to light for him, because he's not lighting for myself, I'm lighting for the shul. So I'm a shliach of the old tzibah, they can. Alternatively, he should be telling somebody who will summon him, should say Baruch Hamavdil, and I should listen to it. Like Rav Shteyman said, because L'chol HaParos we find that even where you can't be mafsik yourself, but Shemea Koine is not considered a hefsik. And the same thing would be also by a lady. Normally a lady, if she has children at home, who will be bas mitzvah, she can ask the daughter, after she's lit the candle, after she made the brocha, and she hasn't said Baruch Hamavdil, the daughter should say Baruch Hamavdil Kodesh L'Kodesh, and she can walk and go around and show her, and then she should light, therefore she's yotze with the Havdolah. There was a maaser, a few days before Hanukkah, somebody bought small L'chaim cups. Small L'chaim cups. Chutz L'Oretz. You drink, use them for L'chaim, you have to toivel them. With Rabon, if it's glass, but you have to toivel them. But he decided, I'm not using them for the moment for L'chaim. I'm going to use them for Neiras Chanukah. Mm-hmm. Some people have a menorah, and some people have small glasses. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Not in a menorah, one next to the other.
Yeah.
And they put oil in it with a wick, and it burns. The question is, do these koises need tvila before he uses them l'neiras chanukah? If he bought them only for neiras chanukah, it's zicher not chayev b'tvila, because it's not a kli oichel. He's not using for oichel. But here, he did buy the shem oichel, but not this year, for next year. Or after chanukah, not for now. Question is he going to chiev to make, is he going to chiev to toivel it? So, lemaisa, if a person buys a knife to cut things which are things which are not food, cut cloth, to cut wood or paper, then it doesn't need tefillah. Says the Shachvai, even though it's miyuchad lesuda. But he decided I want to use it for something else. No, if you don't, you want to use it for suda, then it's not chayv tefillah. But here, in our case, he does want to use it, but not now. He wants to use it later. One of the rabbonim, 50 years ago, Mr. Tomer, of the Eid Haredes, Chuvas Pri Elio, Rabbi Elio Zlatnik, Zechar Tzadik Lebrocha, he says, since you're not allowed to use these koises, since you're not allowed to drink from the koises, you can't use them for Adlokas Neiras Chanukah. Why not? We have a klal by mitzvahs. Hakriveyu no lepechosecho. For example, we paskin today mi'ikra din yayin megula is mutter. We're not choishish for megula for gilui. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Reish Hayim Beis Hilchas Kiddush, you're not allowed to make kiddush on yayin which was megula. Why? For a mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. Hakriveyu no lepechosecho. What you would be makri from mizbeach, something which has got any chashash, you can't use. So he says, you're using it for a mitzvah, yeah? And it's mos. He says, well, what's mos? The reason of tefillas kelim, shteitim shelim, is sheyetze mitumas akum, veikones letumas yisrael. That is tefillas kelim. And if so, the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if I've got oil, and in the oil, a mouse fell into the oil? So the Mishnah Berurah, you can't use it for Leil Hanukkah. It's possible. It's mos. I take it out. Nobody can see there was a mouse there. Nevertheless, hakivei lo pechasech. So he says, similarly, this kos which you want to toivol eventually, because you want to use it, hakivei lo pechasech. Others taina, there's a big nafkamina between the metzias of a dovo mouse, of a mouse which was in the oil, to the mias of a kli which is nishke toivot. Because the ma'ase here, it's not the metzias of mouse, it's a psalocha that you should use something which is nishke toivot. So they bring down the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, he says, V'chir osur lahadlik ne'achanike bekli she'inu roi la'achila. The halacha is you can't use for a mitzvah something which is not roi la'achila. But the menorah, the glass has to be roi la'achila. What happens? He says, this, you don't have to, and others poskim say also, say this, the Ravada, you don't have to toivel the keli. You don't have to toivel the keli because the Maisa, the Vaila, it's not oimed for usage. Dr. Rav Steinman, Misvora, I would say that it's mutter to use the keli, boifen arai, but not bederek kvar. Because if she wants to be choishesh, he will come to use it, not only for Lechanekah, also for other things, for Suda. Like we find that a kli which has got belias issa, a kli which was belea issa, after 24 hours the belea is nice and time with gum. Doesn't ask, but nevertheless you're not allowed to use it. Because if you used it, it doesn't ask for anything. But you're not allowed to, in case you may come to use it on a constant basis. So he says, if there's a chashash, you may come to use it, you're not allowed to make tefillah. But if there's no chashash at all, then there's no problem. There's an interesting chiddush from the Kloisenburger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Lebrocha. Amoira deke chiddush. Everybody knows. Neiras Chanukah lemalam esrim amo. Lemalam esrim amo is no good. What happens? I live on the fourth floor, third floor. It's mamish on the borderline. But what? My candle is so high. Where I light the wick, it's lemaisa lemalam esrim amo. But after 2-3 minutes, it will burn down to pochas me'esimamo. But when I light the candle, it's lemalo me'esimamo. Am I yoitze with adlokas neiras, where the meisa, it will come to the mat me'esimamo. So zokte, kloizem ugarebe, in shuvas divre yatziv, simil reish peidanet, about the gris, yo? What are you yoitze?
If it's within half an hour.
Yeah, within 5 minutes. About the yo, but why? Ein shemishu kitzav. What's heist? The famous kasha. How can you light neiras Chanukah, neiras Shabbos, neiras Shabbos? Lemaisa, if it's burning, it's kilo you burnt it. No, I lit it originally, and it's going to burn later. So therefore, it's kilo I did everything later on. Kilo I lit it later on. So similarly, so he says, but this man that the shalheves gets to the flame gets to less than 20 amas, it's considered kilo I lit it now. even though when I lit it, it was Lamala Mesimamo. And what would happen if I take it somewhere else? If I lit it Lamala Mesimamo, take it somewhere else, I'm not Yoitza. But here, I didn't do anything. Here, it's the same place. I'm Yoitza. Kum Trav Shtema. This has nothing to do with Eisha Mishum Chitzav. Why? Eisha Mishum Chitzav is pshat, that whatever burns later is considered ki'ilu, it already burned at the beginning. Like the Nemuk Yosef says, with regards to Neiris Shabbos, how can you light Neiris Shabbos and Erev Shabbos? It's going to burn after on Shabbos. I'm lighting on Shabbos. Nay, it's all misyaches, ki'ilu, you did everything beforehand. No, so if so, by Neiris Chanukah, if you light Lemala Me'esrimamo, then everything is misyaches, that you lit Lemala Me'esrimamo. I guess Lemala Me'esrimamo, but it's not going to help you at all. So, then, you can't be it. You can't be it with this. I just want to finish off with a Shaila without giving the answer. The simple reason is the Pilpul, it's not the Pilpul, but Ma'aseh Shehoyah. A Mishpocha, Reuven and Shimon, two brothers. Reuven in Bnei Brak, Shimon in Yerushalayim. Zois Chanukah was Leil Shabbos. Reuven and his wife were invited to Shimon, Zois Chanukah. They arrived with all the congestion on the way, traffic jams, they arrived in the last minute. Oyvei, I forgot to bring a menorah. Now what do you do? A menorah, eight neighbors. What's the problem? He's here at Sinai. He's a guest by Shimon, his brother. He says, Shimon, here, take 5 shekel. I'm a shutef in the candles. And therefore, I'm yotze. I'm fumashi aloch in shuponor and mishtat v'prit. Shimon Yerushalayim is minik. Many people in Yerushalayim are minik to light outside on the street, outside the chotzer. Mamish, by the entrance of the chotzer. Like a mole is given. So he put his menorah there in a box. Menorah. What happened was, Leil Shabbos, when they were in shul, came along a child with the baby in the pram, in the stroller, what do you call it?
Buggy.
And didn't see anything, and didn't watch, and knocked the whole thing down. But that's nicht gefährlich. The problem was, there were 8 lights there, and the buggy got burnt.
What?
And the buggy got burnt. The child, Baruch Hashem, the buggy got burnt. Come the parents of the bala buggy, the bala buggy, Zokte, listen here, you had reshus, comes to Shimon, you had reshus to light it there. Avada, as you state a Mishnah, I can have some of the base in the camera, but you've got to pay. But you've got to pay, as you state, even though you're madlik reshus, but you've got to pay for any damages. Pay for this buggy. Look, right, Shimon comes to Reuven, Mr. Hashutter, pay for this. It's a shooter, but the nish. It's a shooter. Now the question is, your other name. I got Chanukah. Shmaya.